Fishermen are selling more salmon than the Yukon River's only buyer can handle. On Monday, record-breaking sales closed a commercial opening for fishermen upriver. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports those fishermen spent Tuesday watching tens of thousands of dollars swim by during the river's first opportunity to sell king salmon this decade.
District 1 in the lower Yukon River saw its first commercial opening for the fall season on Monday, and Guikbak bought five times its usual amount of fish. Tuesday, the buyer canceled the opening scheduled that evening for District 2.
Everybody got their limits, and we're at our limit physically.
That's Jack Schulteis. He manages Guikbak Fisheries in Amonok.
We just got close to 500,000 pounds of fish, and we just don't have the capacity to safely handle another opening.
What do you mean by safely handle?
Being able to take the fish to where we're not going to have quality issues or spoilage. And all of our tender boats are loaded up to turn those boats around. It's just too much for us.
The 12-hour opening targeted fall chum salmon, which sold for 60 cents a pound. And for the first time since 2011, any king's cod could be sold as well for a whopping $5.50 per pound. The opening infused hundreds of thousands of dollars into the pocketbooks of fishermen in the lower river. One of those fishermen was Maddie Beans. Beans is from St. Mary's, which is in District 2, where the opening was canceled. The day before, he'd boated with his fishing partner to District 1.
Fishing last night was great. We had about six totes of chums, roughly about 4,000 pounds.
And one king salmon. The trip took 4 hours each direction, over 70 miles in harsh weather.
35-mile-an-hour wind with mist rain and hard rain and rain that makes your eyes squint.
Most fishermen in District 2 didn't spend the time and gas going out. They were planning on fishing the following day in their district. When the opening in District 2 of the Yukon was canceled Tuesday, just hours before it was to begin, fishermen upriver who had not made the drive down the day before had no choice but to stay on shore.
None of us are going to be able to fish today.
So how is that going to affect you, not being able to fish tonight?
Well, that's a couple grand we're going to miss out on tonight. It's going to affect us buying some school clothes for the kids, put some more food on the table, stock up on heat and fuel.
The Alaska Fish and Game Department says more openings are likely this season. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.